I'd like to call to order the McDonough Local Board of Education regular meeting, Monday, October 10th, 2016, at 7:07 p.m. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mr. O'Connell?
Here.
Mrs. Hardy?
Here.
Mrs. Clace?
Here.
Mr. Sagenich?
Here.
Five board members present.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move on to item four, approve the agenda for the regular meeting of October 10th, 2016.
So moved.
We'll do it in discussion. Motion by Mrs. Clace.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion.
I wanted to add six under bus mechanic contract, creation of a fund 209-9200-9967 Roosevelt Crafting Fund.
Okay. So under the Finance Committee, number six will be the creation of fund that you guys all have in front of you, I believe. Mm-hmm. We'll also like to move the executive session to the end of the meeting, so that'll be moved to 14. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to item five, student and staff recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Vecchione will, during his presentation, will discuss and inform us on Roosevelt recognition, but from McDonald High School. The Academic Recognition Assembly was held on September 23rd. Students were honored for academic excellence for 2015 and 16. 157 students in grades 8 to 12 received an award at that assembly. I also want to congratulate the 2016 Homecoming Queen, Vanessa Perry, and King Dale Wolford. And thanks to advisors Elisa Stonestreet and Jody Conway for all their hard work in putting together another very nice homecoming. The golf team won the ITCL championship, and Joe Ragazine did advance to district play in the state tournament. And also, both junior high and varsity girls and boys cross-country teams won the ITCL championships last week, and getting ready now to move on to state competition. Getting to the districts here, I think, this week.
Anything for Mr. Rostin before we move on? Okay.
Good evening.
We'll move on to, yep.
He just stepped up.
Yep, that's okay. No, he's ready to present. Okay, with that said, we'll move on to item eight, recognition of visitors, audience participation. We'll start off with Mr. Vecchione. He was ready, that's all.
Good evening. I'll start off with the Roosevelt Good News. This Wednesday, we're going to have our guys in ties, girls and pearls, 7 p.m. at the high school auditorium. This is Woodford. The students have been working very hard on this, practicing after school, and we look forward to that show at 7 p.m. On October 26th, our first grade, we're going to have grandparents breakfast for our first grade students, and their grandparents are going to have breakfast at Roosevelt. We thank Pace for sponsoring that event. Also, the week of the 24th, Pegs, our parent group, is going to sponsor our book fair. It takes place on the week of the 24th. Our annual Halloween parade and room parties will be on October 28th. And we we have several other events planned by our parent group, such as a movie night for our students. So we look forward to some great things this fall. I sent out a one call this evening to our 56th grade parents, informing them of our point of sales that we're going to begin using on the 17th of October. So point of sales will be new for our district, and it's going to allow parents three options to help pay for lunch. One will be online. They can set up an account, pay for that via the internet, just like we do online banking. And then we're also going to give them the option to send in cash or a check, and that'll be handed right to the cook. They will update a student account. Our students will go through the lunch line, punch in a four-digit code, and that system will keep track of what the students balance, how many lunches they're buying, and then also notify the parents of when the account is low. So we look forward to that. We've been kind of planning this for the last couple of years. We feel that we're ready to do it. We're going to start it with our 5th and 6th grade students, and then over the course of maybe the next 2 weeks, we'll start it with our middle lunch grades 2, 3, and 4, and then finally with our kindergarten and first grade. So that should be in full effect by the end of October. And the one call system is working. Kind of got some feedback. I need to speak up. I was told speaking kind of soft on the phone. I'll work on that. It took me about a half hour to get two phone calls sent today, but hopefully you heard it. I did call myself, which was funny because at 6 o'clock I answered. It was me calling myself. So we're able to use that one call, and I think that's a good system. And I've made about two calls. I see myself using that quite a bit, and I'm encouraging our teachers once we get to really figure out how to use it, because it is new. And thank Mr. Lawson for the suggestion on having this system. So that's
one quick question. For parents who are not using the internet to pay for the how will those parents be notified?
On the letter that we mailed Friday, on the last option is you can send in a money or a check. We asked the student an envelope with the child's name on it, their student number, which we gave them in that letter, and they're going to send that to the homeroom teacher, or if your student's in grades 4, 5, and 6, they're going to bring that directly to the head cook in the morning. So you do not have to go online to do this if you don't trust it, or if you don't, you can send it in with your child, cash or check. Just we ask that they're going to put it in an envelope, and that's how that'll be deposited by our head cook.
I understand, but when the balance is low, for example, they send $10 in or $30 in, and it's getting below that, how will we notify the parents out there?
This system set up where an email reminder will go home, and if there's not an email, then it'll actually just print off a slip, given to the teacher. The teacher gives it to the child.
We all assume that everyone has email, and some folks don't. So I just wanted to check.
It'll be just little memo going home, kind of how we do it right now. If the account's overdue or past due, we'll send a reminder home. No one will be denied a lunch. Never happened. Okay. That'll be it for the Roosevelt report. Good news report. Now I'll transition into the Board of Education. Mr. Lawson asked me to give a breakdown of this past year's 2015-16 state report card. First, I'd like to just state programs that we've done this past summer, as well as this fall and carrying on into the school year. We had a summer school program that took place late July, first week of August. Students in grades first, second, third, and fourth participated. It was partly sponsored by the United Way, focused on math. We're going to be requesting, as we do every school year, that we still have an after-school program for first, second, third, and fourth grade for math and reading. At Roosevelt, I feel that students want to participate in these extended learning opportunities. It's not that we have two or three kids participating. We'll have a class of 8 to 10 wanting to stay after school for an hour, and then we have our teachers are the ones that conduct the tutoring, which is great. So we don't have to reach out, advertise, and try to get outside help to do this extended learning. So we're going to continue to do the after-school program for grades 1 through 4. We're going to continue with our level literacy intervention program, which is sponsored by the Title I program. We've been doing that for the last 3 to 4 years. It's small group intervention, 3 to 4 students. We have 2 teachers who conduct that tutoring, and that's done during the school day, and that's paid for by Title I. So we continue to focus on that during the school day. Over the summer, we had several teachers participate in gifted professional development. They were offered 2-day professional development sponsored by the county, and it's a kind of a change in the state. We have to have so many teachers participate in this professional development, not only so they are trained to change their curriculum within the classroom, but also it reflects on our overall report card in the category. So fortunately, we had a lot of teachers participate in that, and then our waiver day that we had in September focused a portion of the day on gifted services. So we're continuing to build on that professional development of the gifted training. We thank the board that we brought back ART this year. Mrs. Barlett's doing a fantastic job as our first year ART teacher. The students are excited about it. You can see the artwork displayed throughout the school. ART gives students an opportunity to use creative thinking, problem solving, integrates different subjects. She gave me a couple examples how she's using math, how she's incorporating that skill into her lessons. So I think ART is going to have an impact on our student and student achievement. We also added new technology, and Mr. Rongi, as our first year technology teacher, we feel that that's going to have a direct impact on our student achievement, not only with computer skills, keyboarding, but having a full-time computer teacher that's going to be there year in, year out. It's going to help our students, where in the past we had computers and it was kind of a teacher in waiting. They did a great job and they got a full-time job and filled that position this year. And I think for a long future, we got a technology teacher that's going to teach our students how to use a computer, PowerPoint, typing, programming, Google Docs, all those things that these kids need to learn, especially with transitioning this year to online testing. And as I get into the report card, we just have to keep in mind that this is the third year. In the last 3 years, the state has had 3 different state tests that our students had to take. The OAA, PARC, and then last year the AIR test. So having 3 different assessments kind of skews the results. Really don't get a clear indication of, you know, how these students are doing when you change the test 3 years in a row. Whereas in the past, 3-4 years ago, Roosevelt had a rating of, you know, wherever it was, and then we had to build on that, and then the state changes. So right now we're at a point where we need to focus on this AIR test, the curriculum, the standards that we think are not going to change, and just focus on that. And then just a brief rundown of the state report card. As I mentioned, we're going to test online this year at Roosevelt. The high school did that last year. Okay, so we're testing online. We have 2 Chromebook cards. We're waiting for a third one to be it's finalized. It should be ready. We're hoping to do a practice trial run with our third grade. They take a state test this fall, so that'll be our first really look at how these students do on the third grade ELA test this fall. That'll give us a chance to see, you know, what type of stage fright, how the technology works, how it's being supported. So we anticipate a lot of practice with that this fall, leading up to the November third grade test. In achievement at Roosevelt, overall received mark of a D, our performance index, school overall mark of a C. I would say that our students, staff did a good job, and that we had over 40% of our students scoring an advanced and accelerated, which are the top marks that you can earn according to last year's state test, with 30% of our students scoring in proficient. We've been making really good strides in that area of achievement. Overall, for progress, that's value added. Our overall grade for Roosevelt was a B, and that's when the state looks at every student, and this is where I really think our teachers, our staff, and our students have done a really good job. That marks every student grades 4, 5, and 6, no matter what your background is, to see if you gained knowledge from the previous year to this year. And for an overall mark, we received an A at Roosevelt. I'm very proud of that. Our gifted students scored well. Students with disadvantages scored well. So we feel that we're hitting every student, you know, regardless of their background. We're making some good strides. Finally, I'd like to just, our K-3 literacy, that's a new standard on the report card. And that is measuring how we do in our K-3 with the third grade reading guarantee. So they're going to look at how many students were not on track in the fall of 2014 and 15, compare those same students to how they did in the fall of 2015 and 16. So that mark of a C is what we received on this past report card, and overall I think that's a good mark. We're always striving, always making strides to do better, but when you're talking about different curriculum, different standards changing, and the tests, you know, changing in the last 3 years, I think our staff has done a great job of handling all the change that is being put in front of us. I think our students have adapted to the work. And then just the rest of the 26-page report card has to do with statistics, finance, and the important thing is the programs that we're doing, having the summer school, offering extended learning, doing the gifted differentiation during the school day. I think we continue to do those things. Our staff and students will be successful. We'll see how it goes this school year. This year will be online testing for the first year. So that's new, scary in a way.
I would submit that online testing is probably more scary for us than it is for the third grader, because our kids are really technologically savvy. I think that we need to embrace that and let them know how much fun it's going to be.
I think one of the things that we got to realize is that our students will do better with technology the more that they have it in front of them. So the more exposure they have to Chromebooks in the classroom, the typing, that the better that they'll produce on those tests. And that's what I got from our opening day professional development with the county, and as well as with the waiver day. That's what they're saying. The more that these students are in front of the computer and using it daily basis, you know, the better the results will be from the state test. So we're trying to, you know, really put those in front of them.
Do we have an ETA on the third Chromebook cart?
Well, we have those in Roosevelt. The tech coordinator said that we will have those for this Thursday's practice run. I know the cart was not shipped properly, and that's from the company that we ordered from. But we will have 75 Chromebooks that we should be able to use for Thursday.
And how many students in first grade?
About 65.
All right, so we should be amply covered for that.
Should be.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Vecchio? Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. We'll move on to Samantha Razzo.
Hi, I'm Samantha Rosso, and I'm the president of the McDonald Education Association. And I am here this evening representing the approximately 50 teachers working in the school district. At this past July board meeting, Kathy Woods, community member and a teacher at Roosevelt Elementary, stood up to express some concerns over the potential changes to the technology coordinator position. At this time, board president Kevin O'Connell said that the board wanted to make sure we had a person in the district during the day to handle the issues as they came up. The board felt that we needed someone here to handle situations, but felt that they really couldn't justify the expense of a full-time position at that time. And this was after both the superintendent and building principals had urged and recommended the need for a full-time technology coordinator. In the 8 weeks that we have been in school, technology concerns, problems, and issues have been an almost daily occurrence. At times, it seems as if the whole school or district has come to a standstill because both the phones and the internet has been down. It is during these times that education has been interrupted in substantial ways, with students not able to have class, teachers having to come up with additional contingency lesson plans, and the parent and teacher communication disrupted, if not completely cut off. We as a staff know that things happen from time to time, and as teachers, we need to be flexible. However, that expectation of flexibility has been tried in these last weeks of school. What makes this situation more frustrating is that often no one is here to deal with these problems as they occur. And as I said, Board President Mr. O'Connell had said in the July board meeting that one of the concerns was what happens at 11 in the morning when something breaks, what happens at 1 in the afternoon when something breaks, to kind of paraphrase from the July board meeting. And that has actually happened. So that has been a concern here at the high school as well as at the elementary school. Because no one is here to often deal with these problems, then they pile up until our current technology coordinator comes in and is able to deal with the problems. And I believe it was September 23rd and September 26th, it was a Friday and a Monday, when the internet was out on both of those days. So because he was only here 2 days that week, Tuesday and Thursday, that meant that we had no internet on Friday and we had no internet on Monday because he was not then coming back in until the following Tuesday. As I said, since he's here 2 days 1 week and 3 days the next, you know, he's often bombarded with so many issues, help desks from teachers and administration, and obviously other fires that he has to put out, that problems are not able to be solved right away. As a result, this has created a severe level of frustration and depreciation of morale among both our students and our staff. We find this unacceptable. As a school district, we are failing to meet the needs of our students, failing to be able to provide them with the college and career readiness skills that are needed in the 21st century, and failing to listen to the administration and teachers who have expressed their concerns over this issue. At the same time that all this is going on, we've had more computers, we've had more technology that's been added. Mr. Becchione spoke about the third graders going ahead and taking tests on the computer, Chromebooks. What if we have no internet on that day? What are we gonna do? Just doing some quick math, we have over 215 pieces of technology. Every teacher has a computer, everybody who works in the office here has a computer. We have four labs, we have three here at the high school, computer lab A, computer lab B, room 136. We have 12 computers down here. We have a lab up at the elementary school, and that doesn't even include the projectors, the Elmos, the smart boards, the iPads, okay, and then that doesn't even include the Chromebooks. So we're looking at over 215 pieces of technology. And one of the biggest things that we heard from you guys in July about this was that we wanted somebody here to deal with you directly face to face and not through as many tickets, okay? Another thing was a key for you to get somebody here during the day. Another time was mentioned at the July board meeting that the goal, how do we put someone in your building talking to you, talking to the teachers, and having that level of communication. And we just feel that that is not there. As I said, at the same time that all this is going on, the board is discussing an 11 on the November ballot and the possible improvements that could come from that levy and a possible stadium project that could come to our district should this levy pass. How is it possible that we can even contemplate the expense of a possible project, $2.5 to $5.5 million, when we can't justify the expense of a full-time technology coordinator to provide the tools and technology that our students and staff need on a daily basis? So I would just like to know, you know, one of the things you said at the July board meeting was that, you know, we would maybe need to revisit this, that it might not be a perfect system, but it's something that we have to look at and see, does this work? And I feel like I can honestly and truly tell you it's not working. And so I'd like to know what steps the board is going to take to rectify this situation. Thank you.
I think first, one of the things we're hoping is that this situation has been documented so that it can come to us in a factual form so we can actually know the exact problems. How many days has the internet been out? What's the cause of the internet being out? Because I think that's some of the great unknown that we're still trying to figure out. Is this an...
I believe it's because one of the problems was they thought that there was too many plugs that were
sure.
in.
Sure. But I'm just hoping that they could actually...
The switches were
open. Yeah, if we could get the technology coordinator to write this up and what was the cause, what was the issue, and then a list of what they need. Too. Is it just additional manpower? Is it additional finance? We've talked about a lot of different solutions, and what we did talk about that day was the difference we were trying to look for was having somebody in the school during the daytime instead of having someone come in at night when the buildings are empty, so that you guys had someone you could see and communicate, knowing that it wasn't 5 days a week. So what we're hoping is that the administration, through you guys, are documenting this information of what's wrong, what steps they see to be taken, because I don't know that from everything that sounds like it's going wrong, is another 2.5 days going to fix the world? If we've got bad infrastructure, it sounds like we need maybe an outside company to come in and fix the infrastructure so that it works properly too. So we just want to make sure that the problems are documented. No different than we did the first day when we toured the buildings. We heard that the building was flooding all the time. We took a tour that wanted inspected, wanted a professional's opinion on how do we fix it. So I'm hoping that the administration comes up with that, brings it to us, so that we can sit down and have that conversation. But I will say, these two things are not tied directly together. As we talked about the financial side of a technology position, we said we wanted to ensure that that was the best use of our money. We wanted to ensure the fact that we needed a full five day a week, full-time computer technician. Tying that to the levy, I think it's just two very different. No one's saying here that we don't have the resources to do it. What we said is we wanted to make sure that that's where our resources would be best spent.
I think that that might, while that may be true, I think that people, you know, the frustration, because my understanding is that there has been communication that has been going back and forth between the administration, staff, and the Board of Education, you know, on this. And I think that the biggest thing that the staff really feels is just the level of frustration is if nobody really cares and nobody's listening. I'm not saying that the two issues are connected. The reason why I bring them up is because, you know, we're talking about all these other great things that we can do, okay? And this is a great thing, but it's also an important thing. And as we talk about moving to the 21st century, and, you know, I have kids on Chromebooks, and I have a whole lesson plan to get on the Chromebook, and I can't get on it, I think the part that is frustrating is, while I understand what you are saying, I think what we're trying to say is that because the problems compile on each other and they pile up, okay, whether it's a problem of infrastructure or not, when our technology coordinator comes in, the amount of problems that are there are so much that, you know, something that you might have as, for example, maybe a projector that's not working, or a computer that's not working, or your computer is freezing. Things that could be fixed in a more timely manner are not getting fixed, okay? And unfortunately, you know, my planning period is from 10:10 to 10:50 every single day. So if I need the computer on that period to update my grades, to get, you know, back to a parent, okay, that's my only time. So it's not as if I have all this other time to do it, and
no,
I think
certainly.
That's also frustrating as well. So while I understand that, I don't know, you know, I think that most of us feel that you guys are not understanding, you know, our position here.
Well, I can only say that we...
That's,
that what we're looking for is a formal doc of where our problems exist, so we can have put a plan in place to deal with them. There has been informal communications going back and forth from individuals, and we might hear updates on, hey, the internet's down. But again, I really feel, and you guys, I mean, please, I think we need a